Hey everybody, Dan here with some editing notes, or really just one. Throughout the episode, I'm certain that it's episode 31, but it's actually episode 32. I do get it right once, but then everybody calls me on it because I've been saying otherwise throughout the rest of the episode. So I quickly turn coat and go back. But it is, in fact, episode 32, and here it is. That didn't sound too cheesy, did it?
And thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Today is May 1st, our 31st episode on May 1st.
Ugh. 31st on May 1st.
Yes. 2012, we are in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio, Minneapolis, Minnesota. My name is Dan Whalen. Unfortunately, my co-host Adam Erdman is unavailable tonight, but we have plenty of people filling in for him across the board.
Yeah, it's almost like having.
Get almost like having soon.
Almost like having three co-hosts, so it'll just be a lot of fun. But before I introduce everybody, there are a couple things I need to plug. Everyone should check out our website at bufferingpodcast.com, where you can find bonus tracks like the mic check that we just taped that's
really long.
Yeah, about 50 minutes long at this point, as we waited for Frank to show up.
Sorry, I was late.
That's okay.
All his fault.
You can also find us on iTunes by searching for my name, by searching for Adam Erdman's name, by searching for Buffering, or by searching for any of my guests' names. So everybody is... You're searchable on iTunes now. And then you can also find us on Twitter at Buffer Podcast, where basically get updates about the website and, you know, pictures and such. You can find us on... you can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Foursquare. You can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Facebook. And I put away my phone without
my
thinking about it.
My brother's the mayor.
It's true. Somehow it keeps thinking he's here. It's the damnedest thing.
Yeah, he found out that he can check in from Stillwater, I think.
Yeah.
How?
Science.
But the last thing I wanted to plug was our show is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Thank you, Stitcher.
That's my nice official plug that I get to do every time now.
That's fantastic.
Every time.
But joining in studio, we have Steve Frank Frankenfield.
The Frank.
The Frank. Joining after your last appearance was on the
third episode. I was one of the founding episodes.
Yes.
Founding episodes.
And you finally made it back. And joining as well is Dave Wheeler.
Woo! How's it going, guys?
And then joining us via Skype is Molly Garzinski.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, Molly.
Hello.
Yay. I still have to check in, even though I'm technically not there.
Yeah, you can hack it. I found. I've checked in from the office.
You just don't get points.
No. Oh, you know what you can do? It's totally a cheat. But if you go to auto4sq.com, you can set up automatic check-ins. So, like, if you know you're going to be at work from Monday through Friday from this time till this time, it will automatically check you in every time so you don't have to remember to do that.
That's a motherfucking cheat.
I know it is, but I just use it for work because I don't care.
Aww.
It shows that I'm a dedicated employee.
And that
is that what they call you?
I'm there every day.
But then you have a sick day and get caught.
Oh, no, it's when I first started using that, I've since disabled my auto Ford service, but there were a couple times where I took days off, and people were like, hey, so I tried calling you, I saw that you were there because of Foursquare. It's like, oh, shit, okay.
F-ing Foursquare.
When people rely on Foursquare to see if you're at work, there's problems, Dan.
That's how I find people in the city.
Hey, Danny-o, what's your Wi-Fi? Dan the L. Whalen?
Yeah.
Give it to everyone. Give
I was about
your
to say, that's no, something no. I don't necessarily
no, no,
want
it's,
to put
it's
on
actually something that I wanted to do just for fun. Oh? Is I always enjoy bleeping out parts of the episode that
okay,
are
so,
really unnecessary.
So
to
you really
out.
Need to tell me what the password to your Wi-Fi is,
yeah.
Fan.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Dan, you should do an entire episode where you bleep all the swears.
Oh, the one or, clean episode?
Or bleep nothing
yeah,
but the swear.
Yeah, and we'll just fucking swear all the time just for
or
you.
Everything but the square.
The Dick Van Dyke episode.
Dick Van, what?
It's a clean show. Okay, I thought it was funny.
Okay. That was a good reference. I understand now. It didn't make sense to me before.
I'm alone in that. Anyway, what's your password?
Capital lowercase.
Oh.
I think you should.
So
just,
it'll just bounce. It'll just. Yeah. Just those last few, it'll just roll off.
It'll be a highlight. It'll be a highlight. Okay, I'm just going to update a bunch of apps.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I have fiber, so it'll just done.
Just got a new credit card.
Oh, look at you.
Fancy.
I'm excited. I know, right?
Are you activating your credit card?
No. I'm just using the new number to update my Apple ID. Sorry, we should continue forward.
Yeah, I realized I forgot to turn on the stopwatch. And so I know that this is just going to be one of those rambly episodes because there wasn't a lot of news that happened this week.
That's true.
What do you mean there wasn't a lot of news that happened this week?
In terms of streaming media.
Oh.
You know, with the show.
And Steve usually gets confused.
No, but like I said, not a lot of news happened, so we're just going to have to branch out and really reach for it. You know, just talk about anything, essentially. Which,
awkward silence.
No, yeah, it's at awkward silence because I'm trying to remember. I had this great,
just throw in Mr. T quotes wherever it's silent for a second.
No, that just be weird.
I'm Peter the Fool.
I lied. There is some news, but it's not like big news. It's just more like, ooh, that's interesting, kind of. Hmm. Like Tenacious D's new album is available via streaming at this point.
Oh, so yes, I saw that on my Xbox feed.
It's really good. I actually posted it up on the Facebook.
Sent it to you, I think.
I don't know. I found it on... Where did I find it on? I found it on Reddit, I think, and then I posted it to Steve's wall.
Oh, no, I remember what I did. I posted it on Twitter. I think I put your name on it or just put Dave or something.
I
was like, hey, that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Molly? Since
she looks confused. You have a lovely scarf.
No, I was confused because I tried searching for this podcast. This might actually be interesting information for people. I was trying to search for this podcast on iTunes.
Oh?
And it wasn't letting me download any podcasts. Apparently, my parental controls got turned on somehow in my iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
And it wouldn't let me download podcasts.
No, little Molly, you can't download it.
If anyone's having problems downloading this podcast from iTunes, I would suggest going into your parental controls in the preferences and unchecking that feature.
See, I buy so much porn through iTunes that, you know, I already set it up really high.
Wah, 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 yeah, wah.
Because obviously they sell porn on iTunes.
What's that?
Steve, hand jobs.
You can find podcasts of celebrity porn feeds. That'd be odd.
Hulk Hogan.
The Tenacious D streaming new album is available through SoundCloud. So basically,
I was going to say SoundCloud's actually really cool because you can find a lot of unmastered stuff from certain artists on there. Like they'll pop up unmastered albums and whatnot so that you can kind of listen through it.
Oh, okay.
And whatnot, which is really, really fun. I know that there have been several like live performances by like some of my favorite bands that they've just kind of tossed up for shits and giggles, which is really cool. SoundCloud's a really cool site for finding fun music. Something different.
The other thing I was going to mention is today, the Rise of the Phoenix music video is free on iTunes.
Oh. Ooh, so, that's worth checking out.
Yes. I downloaded it, but I haven't listened to it yet because today was a busy day at work and I lost focus. Or I lose focus really easily.
You lost focus because work got in the way?
I lose focus very easily, so I have to just maintain. I used to multitask so well where I could have like something on playing like a TV show in front of me and I could work.
Not anymore.
Yeah, now it's just like, I actually kind of want to watch now.
Oh, see.
I've lost the power to multitask.
Oh, damn it.
It sucks. That's one of those things that you really need on your resume. So you gotta not lose that skill.
No, I mean multitasking as in mixing something crappy with something enjoyable.
Gotcha. See, I've never been able to do that. I'm too much of an involved in my awesome thing.
Though I have gone back to, was it listentoamovie.com?
Yes, listentoamovie.com, my fave viewer when I'm inking pages.
Yeah, it's...
takes away the distraction of the moving pictures.
It's true. It's just audio track, and if you pick a movie that you've seen enough, then it's as if you're watching it in your mind.
See, I made the mistake once. I thought I clicked City Slickers. It was City Slickers 2.
A Legend of Curly's Gold. Do.
Yeah, but I was really fucking confused. Oh. I was like, wait a second, I don't remember this part at all. Billy Crystal, you lied to me. Or like the Police Academy movies, they have them all on there.
Oh, that'd be worth listening to.
That would be really fun to listen to.
It's also very, very disappointing when you click on anything but one.
Oh, no.
What happened? Where's the sound effects guy and Bobcat and...
Oh,
it'd almost be like listening to any sports movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Lots of inspirational.
I was like, and it's going,
and
it's going.
Or just, it's a slow motion running part. It's like you just hear the instrumental. Is like, oh, so it's like an intermission.
They had Rudy on there for a while, and I was really psyched because I'm like, I love Rudy. I'll listen to Rudy. No. There is so much lost in translation. Every so often, you're just like, I know I should feel really motivated right now. But all I'm thinking is, why is there so much horn in this song?
Oh, God.
You know what movie I'd want to see on audio? Or by see, I mean hear, because it's audio.
That's true.
I bet Basketball would be really funny.
Basketball soundtrack
is amazing.
I don't
really think it needs the visuals to still be funny.
Well, yeah.
Some of the psych outs. There are a couple that don't have...
Playmate of the Year.
Huh?
Everyone would want to see Victoria Still said Playmate of the Year.
Yes.
And Real Big Fish playing in the audience. Take on Me.
Yes, it's true.
I really need to see them, though.
That is actually one of the movies that I have purchased on iTunes. But it was worth it. I love that movie.
I bought it on Blu-ray.
On Blu-ray.
Your mom's making out with Squeak.
Someone actually cosplayed as Matt Stone. Like Matt Stone's character from that at C2E2, and he was walking around with a basketball, and I was like, that is
the coolest. Where did he even get one?
He made it. He just painted it.
Did he have a lazy boy?
No. He just was walking around with the basketball, and he had like the Beers shirt and everything.
God, I really want a Milwaukee Beers shirt.
It just cracked me up.
You have to sell them on the internet somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Of course they do.
eBay.
Yeah.
It's probably on Etsy. Let's be real.
Oh, it is really raining outside.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That is so muffled sounding through.
Oh, yeah, well, it's definitely... I can barely hear it.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah. It's very white noise machine.
Yes.
Summer rain.
No.
Makes me feel fine.
Yes.
No.
Never mind.
No, we're okay.
See, I was going more purple rain.
No, we're okay without that. Purple.
Anytime it rains, I always think of
damn you, Prince.
I think it was Osberg randomly, like burst into Purple Rain one time in video production, and that large bearded man just cracked my shit up. That and him and Shecky's rendition of Turn Around in the car.
Turn around.
Yeah, except it was two dudes, one looking like Jesus and one looking like a very skinny, long haired kid.
Oh my.
Good times.
Oh yeah.
What were we talking about?
I have no idea.
We've just kind of been rambling at this point, but that's really what I expected it to be.
Tornado.
We got into basketball, which we got from movies we wanted to listen to. Because I actually listened to Airplane recently.
How was that?
I could picture it pretty well. It's just what's the name of the bald guy who's just kind of floating around in the background who's just being goofy?
Oh. Was it no? Oh God! I want to say
whatever his name was. A lot of his little bits were kind of lost.
It's unfortunate.
It's just like okay, there is definitely a physical element to what he does.
No, I was about to say those are just kind of like moment jokes.
The Three Amigos would be a great movie to listen to.
I was about to say anything with Steve Martin in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
Mm.
That movie comes back.
See, the only movie I can think of that Steve Martin, it wouldn't be as good, is that remake. Oh, what is that movie called?
Pink Panther?
No, it's
you said remake. I had no idea.
Embargo.
The something dozens, like
the nose.
Oh, Roxanne.
Roxanne. Great movie.
Yeah.
If you could just listen to his joke stream.
Oh, yeah.
Stream of consciousness jokes were fantastic.
I was thinking of The Jerk.
That would be interesting because it is really just
there's a lot
told
of...
like a story. So
yeah, so it wouldn't be.
I was born a poor black child.
But, it kind of, with the voiceover, it tells you what you can't see. Yeah. So it'd work really well.
Except for the couple sight gags where it's like saying the complete opposite of what he's doing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you'd hear it in the tone of his voice.
He becomes a hero. Yeah, it's starting to rain a bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't felt a need to go outside yet because it hasn't been really nice recently.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to go disc golfing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I really want to go disc golfing.
I don't even know where my discs are. I think I lost them somewhere.
Is there even anything near?
I feel like I'm a bad college student.
Yeah.
Like, anything near you that you could find out in New York?
The Frolf?
Yeah.
Disc golf?
I'm pretty sure that there's a course in Central Park somewhere.
There is. I'm almost positive of it because I remember it was on a flyer.
Huh. And flyers are always
I'm not sure though because it'd be a really dangerous place to put a disc golf course.
I was about to say like it's the disc
That's
golf
kind of
is
sketchy.
Maybe it was Ultimate Frisbee the thing was about. I don't know.
Well, there definitely are Ultimate Leagues on the Great Lawn, but
New York City.
No. Something that we can kind of talk about. It's more coming soon thing, but just the fact that the Avengers is coming out on Friday.
Yeah.
So people will probably be listening to this after.
That's true. So what did you people think? Let us know. It's gonna be awesome.
I'm optimistic, but still comic book movie skeptical.
See, I don't know. Like I'm so psyched up for this, mainly because I've listened to a lot of reviews of it already. I've read a lot of reviews of it already. And when it actually when it says, holy crap, the character development's really, really strong. There's a really good story. Everybody gets their own kind of say. I think that's pretty damn cool because to me it's just like, that's what the Avengers is about. Yeah, it's a team movie, but like that was the big concept of the Avengers was let's put all of the popular people together. And they're like, it worked for the Justice League, but they'll never make a Justice League movie.
It worked for the Justice League. Yep.
Well, that's what Marvel, the Avengers was the response to the Justice League and the Justice Society from DC Comics. And I'm showing my nerd card, but I don't give a damn.
Yeah, but
I got a degree.
It's relevant.
You got a degree.
I do.
I know you do. That's the best part.
But,
I think it would be kind of funny to see Christian Bale and...
Brandon Routh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although they won't let Brandon Routh be Superman anymore.
No, it's true.
Because they chose a new Superman because they said Brandon Routh was the close of the Christopher Reeves like story arcs with Superman Returns, and so they want to completely disembodied or disenfranchised from that franchise.
Yeah, they want to pull away from it.
And now there's the Man of Steel, which I keep on seeing like little screen caps and stuff and going, why does Superman look like he's just Batman in Superman's costume? Why is this so dark? He's supposed to be a fucking Boy Scout.
Excuse me.
Like,
yeah, I mean, he is not the underdog hero.
Yeah.
He's
Superman.
He can do anything.
Interestingly enough, Superman originally created to be a supervillain. The cop car the car that he is throwing on the cover of Action Comics number 1 is actually a police car.
Really?
They rewrote it at the last minute because they were like, maybe we shouldn't have someone this powerful be evil.
Yeah, that is sort of.
And so if you look on Action Comics number 1, they removed like the siren and stuff on top, but I think it still has a searchlight on the side of it because at that point they still had like the broadcasting lights on the sides,
right?
Which is kind of awesome because Superman was based around the Jewish mythological creature, the Golem. the guardian of the people.
That's incredible.
Ta-da.
I learned something new today.
Superman's a Jew.
No, you know. Bill Nye would be proud.
No, he's not.
Whoa. Twang. That's one of the drawbacks is you have more objects to run into or get snagged upon.
The studio is just evolving before my eyes.
It's true.
Yeah, come back in another 30 episodes.
I'll be a milestone guest. You guys have to learn a little bit more about the studio every time I come on.
So in 30 more episodes, Frank will come back.
Frank will return.
I think by then the chairs will be magnetized, so it just kind of be floating like
it'll
it is
the
future.
It'll be anti-grav.
What was that?
Because that way nothing makes any noise. Like, we soundproofed it that well.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
Oh, dude, to do one of these...
You're just going to foam your entire living room.
Since I came last, I've actually built two sound studios.
Nice. Cool.
Been working for Brian Bart.
Cool.
He recorded all the Kidz Bop's records.
Oh, you just went from, like, getting me all, like, excited about you making sound with me, like, and Kidz Bop.
Hey, he's a legit dude. He makes a lot of tribute records.
I got nothing against him. I got something against Kidz Bop.
What are they on? They're like on Kidz Bop 20-something, right?
If you ever want to feel really old, look at what Now volume
they're
on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
Now volume 48.
I have Now volume 2 in my CD player at home because it is the most... It's a fucking time capsule. You put it on and it's like, all right. Who's coming up next? Oh man, it's Britney Spears. All right, who's coming up next? Soundgarden. What the fuck? And then it's like, come on.
It's like a
Red
roulette
Hot Chili
wheel.
Peppers. Okay, all right, we're going up. And then all of a sudden, it's like, all right, what's next? All right, Soul Asylum. Okay,
maybe.
All right.
I heard Soul Asylum on KQRS recently.
Dude, nice.
Do you know who is still on the current right now? I just listened to on the way here.
Huh.
Semisonic.
Yeah.
They broke up.
Look up the Avengers soundtrack. It is 90s riffic.
It is. Soundgarden did the lead.
I made a post on Facebook about it. It is like if the Avengers movie was made in like 1996, this would have been the ideal soundtrack. And I have found the songs laying around in the outskirts of the interwebs fully legally. Well, I stumbled upon them.
Stumbling.
Anyways. Yeah, no, it really is 90s terrific, and it's in the good way.
Checking to see what we got here. TV episodes, albums.
For the Avengers?
Earth Pipe. Sugar Ray.
Sugar Ray, what?
Oh, this doesn't have artist names. Son of a bitch.
Look up the Marvel Avengers OST track listing. Is the easiest way to find it. But I actually found my Len CD the other day. And better yet, I found my brother's vinyl of it. And it's just such a Daria-esque album cover. It's just fantastic. I'm like,
wait, you need a vinyl of a Len CD?
Yes, because he went and got it at Best Buy at like 5 in the morning before school one day. He got the Len vinyl. I'm trying to remember. Maybe he didn't get that one there, but I thought he got
it. Oh my god.
I know
the
he got
the soundtrack has Buck Cherry.
Yes, it does. But no, he got the Beastie Boys' Hello Nasty, the 45 of it. He got that because he went there super early. And
Soundgarden, Shinedown, Rise Against Papa Roach.
Papa Roach. Cut My Life into Pieces.
Don't know that one. Bush. Evanescence? Huh. Buck Cherry.
Oh, Buck Cherries.
Interesting.
It's like someone just kind of went, I wish we could have made this movie like 15 years ago. Ah, fuck it.
Let's make it seem like we did.
Yep. Although, there was this really cool, it was a video that I think was on Marvel.com, and it was showing like a turnaround of the Hulk and how they turned Mark Ruffalo into the Hulk.
Ooh.
And like that's they did like mocap for his face and everything, and yeah. I was just sitting there going, "Oh my god, I am so excited for the Hulk!" like I'm excited for everybody else, but Ed Norton's Hulk was like one of my favorite of the Marvel movies, and I got really, really excited that they did it really, really well. And when they were like, "Ed Norton's not going to be the Hulk," I was like, "You sons of bitches! I yeah. want him to be the Hulk."
Oh, I had something that I was incredibly pissed about.
What's that?
Rip Torn is not in Men in Black 3.
Really? Why?
Wait, who isn't?
Rip Torn.
Torn.
Seriously?
I checked on IMDb. They replaced him with that British woman whose name escapes me.
Yeah, I saw the
Nanny
saw the,
McPhee, whatever her
today.
Name is.
Yeah.
Why? I have been really surprised. I've seen a couple of the Men in Black 3 like TV spots and stuff, and the dude they got to play young Tommy Lee Jones.
Incredible.
Josh Brolin.
Yeah, that's Josh Brolin?
That's Josh Brolin.
Holy shit. I was like, "Oh man. That's young Tommy Lee Jones." That's, like, what the shit is this?
Emma Thompson replaced Rip Torn.
Yes.
But Emma Thompson. Okay, Emma Thompson's cute.
Yeah. Give
it up. I mean we're not dissing on her actress chops or anything.
But Rip Torn, damn
but
it.
But Rip Torn.
Yeah.
Rip Torn is the director of the Men in Black. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like he, like, they didn't ask him to come back. It says that he did, that he chose to not return.
Oh, no,
I know, but
I'm
still pissed.
Movie.
I'm still pissed.
It's a third movie.
He could have come back.
I mean, Tommy Lee Jones is going to make a beginning and an end appearance.
Yep.
We're talking about a Josh Brolin and Will Smith movie.
Yeah,
I love Josh Brolin. I'm completely okay with that.
Oh well. But you know, it's actually the perfect time to switch into a game.
Oh yeah.
So we can play Movie Bluff, which this is a game that I described to you.
Bluff.
So, last week we updated the rules. So, there's one new thing to add. It's that now if you can't think of something, you can call somebody's bluff, or you can just bow out, and the game keeps going.
What happens if you bluff?
I thought you could always bow out.
No, it's but if you bow out, then the point ends.
Oh.
But now it keeps going.
Oh, okay.
So, what happens if you call bluff?
Well... Hypothetically, if Dave says,
Tim Curry was not in Rocky Horror Picture Show,
you're full of shit. No, not that.
Tim Curry?
He says something challenging. He says, like, Sam Levine
James,
movie.
James Roday.
And, you know, if I couldn't think of Inglourious Basterds, I would have to be like, I think you're bluffing. You can't name something that Sam Levine is in.
Oh, I like that.
Right. And realistically, if somebody's wrong, like they try to bluff and they're just wrong and they're out.
They're like they can't return. They have to go to the bathroom. And
no, it's they're out for that point.
Okay.
But go now, in the tub.
But now what we do is we only play to 2 points because it takes way too long to get to 3 points.
This is true.
There's the thunder. Nice.
Thanks.
Ah, crap, we owe her a
coat. Do you want me to simulate it for you?
I didn't hear it.
Baron!
But just to put it as far away from Frank so that he's definitely on board with how this works, Dave, would you mind starting?
Okay. Well, since we were talking about the Avengers, I'm going to say Iron Man cast.
Right. Sorry, it's the cast where it's like, yeah, it's cast. Well, yeah, you have to say it anyway.
I'm just saying.
I know. I will go with, I'll do Robert Downey Jr. cast.
Molly, you're up.
My turn?
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow movie.
Name a Gwyneth Paltrow movie. Frank.
Pass.
Okay, so Frank's out for this round, or for this point.
Wow, that does go a lot faster now.
Well, it keeps it moving, is what it does.
It's a beautiful thing to be able to
and
pass.
We can, but you can also do TV shows too. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I'm going to softball one. Technically, the Molly, because I guess she's the only other person who watches this. But Glee cast.
God, really?
It's Leah Michelle, right?
There can be no confirmation. Molly.
Well,
he guessed it.
Leah Michelle, and I will say movie.
Ooh.
I want to call your bluff.
The live Glee movie.
Oh.
What?
That exists.
You know that live Glee movie that they did?
But that does not fucking count. That was a concert tour.
Yeah, but it's also...
They did a movie.
They called it a movie.
But it was just a concert tour.
But they called it a movie.
But it will be on IMDb.
Count.
She's getting frustrated.
Uh-oh, Dan got a point.
Well, I have to confirm. I'm just kind of
hoping. No, it's...
It is. There was the Glee movie, but it was like all it was they filmed their like a concert stuff.
Yeah,
that's all it was. It wasn't like
you
say.
Are you saying that the Jonas Brothers concert in 3D was not a movie?
Right.
I didn't pay $7 to bring my little sister to that in theaters.
It's known as Glee, the 3D concert movie.
Ah, so you did not say
no. It was Glee, the 3D concert experience. It wasn't even called the movie.
Oh, the
Kitty.
They call it that on IMDb.
Sorry.
Fuck off.
There is Kitty.
Yay.
So wait, did you get the point?
That was my cheap sneak out of that.
That was
because
such a cheap shot. I was so excited. Ooh, damn it, I want to get to say something.
By the book of arithmetic.
I don't watch the show.
By Odin's beard.
So I got the first point. And so Frank, it starts with you and it goes to Molly. And so you have to think of a movie, TV show, actor, or actress.
Jeffrey Rush.
And then you'd have to say movie.
Movie.
So, Molly?
Movie, Molly.
Jeffrey Rush.
I don't even know what that movie is.
No, it's an actor.
It's the actor, Jeffrey Rush.
I have no idea who that is.
So, is that a pass?
Pass.
Okay, I will go.
My favorite Jeffrey Rush movie.
Pirates of the Caribbean,
and that is not it.
I wanted to have something really easy.
Thank you.
Johnny Depp
movie.
Blow.
Don't mind if I do. Sorry.
Cast.
Oh, it's to me, because Molly passed on that one.
Oh, she's out of the round. I see.
I am... God. Stab in the Dark. Selma Hayek movie.
No.
I tried.
Bluff.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Oh, God. Everybody has smartphones here.
I must know.
It's, wait, am I wrong? I think I'm wrong.
Oh, I was close. Oh, I always get them mixed up as
Penelope Cruz. Yeah.
I always get them mixed up.
Of course I should know.
Only by name, not by face.
That's so close. Pretty. I wouldn't have been able to come up with that one.
I get the point.
Yes, you do.
Point one.
He does. Point one. So who's it start with now?
This guy.
No, it
starts with you.
It goes. It starts with Frank, and it goes
to you.
Hello.
Ooh, I get to pick another actor, huh? Or a movie if I do.
Or a movie.
Yes.
Ooh,
movie, TV show, actor,
be great.
Actress.
Les Miserables.
Are you referring to the one that has not been released yet?
No.
The like 1980s.
One other thing I was going to mention is we always start out by softballing it.
Okay.
To be good sports.
Fair enough. Thank you. Okay, how about
Gwyneth Paltrow?
No. My
wrong. He's giving me the eyes.
Benchwarmers.
What?
Benchwarmers?
Cast. Oh, you didn't.
I know that movie.
As I say,
man, that's a really weird movie to pick.
Oh, but it's full of great.
I know, but nobody saw that movie.
As I say, I'd be surprised if you did.
Did it come out last year?
No, it was a few years ago.
That's like 5, 6. I watched that like junior year of high school.
Jesus.
Should I softball you another one? Lob one through the strike zone?
Sure. I'm okay with that.
Lob one through the strike zone. I'll go on your home turf.
Oh, good.
No, I can do it.
I could do it, too.
Well,
I could do it.
She could. But I'm going to lob one for him right through the strike zone here. On your home
last
turf.
Last chance.
Okay.
X-Men cast.
I assume you're referring to the movie?
Well, yes.
Okay.
The first one. Yes.
The first one, the yes, first one. With the good
just,
cast.
Just to confirm.
Oh, no, I mean, I understand. Many.
Ian McKellen. Movie. Ooh,
thank you.
I will go with Lord of the Rings Fellowship of the Rings cast. Molly.
Ooh, but there's so many good ones to choose from. Elijah Wood movie.
Oh, it's my turn.
It is.
Oh, what is that movie that I absolutely love of his?
Well.
Oh, shit. I just thought of one.
I just thought of two.
Oh, dang it.
If you think about it.
No, I'm going to be really mad at myself when I forget the name of this movie.
Remember, there are other options.
Well, yeah. Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Cast.
Cheap shot.
You got to climb the ladder sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to take the easy way out.
I wanted him to stay Flipper.
I was going for Happy Feet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How fancy.
All right.
How nice of you all.
I kind of want to go Happy Feet now because we're still on Elijah Wood movie.
No, we're on Two Towers.
Two Towers cast.
Yeah. Oh, Two Towers cast. Oh, yeah.
Okay. See, that's a pretty good selection from there, too.
It's true. Orlando Bloom.
Meow.
Movie. Okay, we'll
end the trilogy.
No, I was actually thinking of being a jerk and going with Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End to bring it back to that side.
Son of a bitch.
Cast.
Is that the second one?
Third one.
Third one? Keira Knightley movie.
There you go.
Keira Knightley movie, V for Vendetta cast.
Love.
Wait, no. Oh, that was shit.
Natalie Portman.
And you did lock in your answer.
I did lock it in right away.
Yeah.
So I lose the point. You go see you.
Woo! 2 points.
No, he's just out.
Oh, damn it.
Out? I don't lose the point?
You don't
between
lose
the two of you. Duke it out.
No, it's
wait, no, but it's the three of us. Molly's still in.
Did she go out?
No. She sent it right to you with Keira Knightley, which actually moves on to you, Dave.
Okay.
Dang.
So do I? Okay, so I do.
Natalie Portman, by the way.
So I, yeah.
it's actually last man standing. The way that Dave got the last point, it should have just kept going, but I forgot to catch it, so I don't care. So let's keep going. And Keira Knightley,
Star Wars Episode One: The Phantom Menace.
Oh, that's right.
Cast.
Okay.
So technically, I don't think she was in the casting thing, but okay.
She was.
She
plays Padme's bodyguard.
Are you calling his shenanigans?
Well, no. I'm not like calling shenanigans. It's just one of those awkward things where we know that it was her, but I don't think she was ever actually listed in the cast.
Just saying. Let's go for confirmation.
You're out. You check. So for cast, I will say Ewan McGregor movie. Molly.
Moulin Rouge cast.
Dave? Moulin Rouge cast. Nicole Kidman
movie. Australia.
Yeah. By the way, that was Natalie Portman.
No, well, it was Natalie Portman playing.
You said Keira Knightley, didn't you?
Yeah, no, Keira Knightley plays Padme's bodyguard.
Plays Padme, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she's further down the food chain. Just look,
for way further
look up
down the
Keira
food
Knightley
chain.
Instead of Star Wars Episode One.
She What's spoke that? Way more than Natalie Portman in that movie.
Wait, hang on a second. No, Natalie Portman played Padme.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Keira Knightley played Padme's
bodyguard.
They
were doing a shell game, if you recall. Was it to me? Yeah, Australia. Cast.
What the balls is his name?
I know.
Wolverine.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait. Oh,
yeah.
I got this.
But we're giving her a chance.
But she's on a computer.
What year did that movie come out?
Son of a bitch. Phantom Menace?
Yeah.
Like 2001?
2001? Jesus Christ, you guys were right. Totally didn't know that.
Man, can I get like a first name initial?
No.
We're just awesome at this game, aren't we?
I have man crush on him.
Huh?
He can sing and dance too.
I know he can. I see his picture in my head. Yeah. No, I just can't left. Think of his name. It was even in Glee tonight.
Wait, what?
Good sport. Cast
and I hate myself.
Okay, go ahead. It's to you.
That was a
Hugh Jackman.
It is Hugh Jackman.
Thank God, damn it.
So, I'm gonna go movie.
Yeah, I was gonna say if you said cast,
yeah, I was gonna
really
be
impressed.
Like kangaroos. Damn it. I've been defeated by marsupials.
I will go with The Prestige.
Ooh.
Cast.
Ah.
Frack.
Michael Caine. Cast.
That's a good one.
Oh my God. I just had his name too. Oh, God, I feel stupid.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
No, I keep thinking of Christopher Nolan, and that's a director. That's... Christian Bale.
Son of a bitch. I was like, come on, if I can win this with Batman and Wolverine, I would be so excited.
Okay, so Christian Bale. Gazuntite.
That one was close.
We're still on The Prestige.
Yes.
So.
Did you see the new trailer, by the way, of the new Batman movie?
No, not yet.
No, I haven't, but I heard it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. I keep on thinking of The Princess Diaries. She plays Catwoman.
Oh.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I'm going to say cast. Because I just remembered who was in this movie.
Alan Cummings.
Oh. You didn't remember him.
Because he has a very insignificant part.
Yes, he does.
Oh, my God.
Wait. Called cast or movie?
No. I said movie.
Oh, okay.
Said
movie.
Alan Cummings movie.
Alan Cummings movie. Shit, I'm wondering if this is the guy who I think he is.
It's probably not.
Shoot for it. End the round or not.
Okay, to see if this is a guy for whom I think it is, I will say Josie and the Pussycats. Cast.
Bluff.
I have no idea who Alan Cummings is off the top of my head. So
Nightcrawler.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he in Josie and the Pussycats?
Really?
Wait,
no.
Wait.
By the way, his name is Alan Cumming.
Sorry.
Not Cummings.
Technically, it's Alan Cumming, yes.
And he was.
So. It's Alan Cumming.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Okay, Dan
I got
wins.
That point.
He did?
Dang.
Yeah, he was the.
Josie
the hip.
Was he?
Movie,
never saw the movie.
He was a hip record producer.
Josie.
Yeah, Wyatt.
I would have said like something awful like Spy Kids or some shit.
Wait, did you win it on that?
I did.
Did you? But there's so many people in that cast.
I know, but he called my bluff.
He did. So
yeah, so therefore I
did.
Call the bluff, he pulled
and
it
Yes, I did. But, you know, I'm going to call my own bluff and say that I bet we could play another one of these. Since this worked out really well.
You mean to three? Okay.
Yeah, potentially to three. We'll see.
So there's still a chance for me and Molly.
Yeah. But Molly, you actually start... No, wait. No, actually, Frank, you start again, and it goes to Dave.
Son of a bitch.
Dave, shall we begin? And no more softballing, my friend. No good. More softballing.
A little bit of softball.
A little bit. I'm not going to make it like...
We gotta start.
Hugo Weaving movie.
Oh, my God. We've had
Captain
him before.
America.
I know. It's a fantastic, yeah. It's a fantastic run.
Cast.
Oh, my God. What's his name?
Hey, put your phone away. Put your phone away.
I had to make reference. I was
calling. Oh my God! Why can't I think of his name?
If you can't think of his name, you have to pass.
No, I'm just trying to think of one of them in particular. Because he has, I can picture what else he's in.
Dropping the key now. Come on, don't do that to me.
I'll just go like this so I can think. So I will say...
And the headphones come off.
I will say Chris Pine.
What?
What?
Nothing. I didn't say nothing.
You said what? Oh, am I thinking of the wrong person?
Boof! Yeah, as I say.
I didn't lock it in yet.
God damn it.
He didn't. You gotta wait. Patience.
Yeah, you tipped me off.
You're bad at... This whole...
Oh, shut up, Steve.
You know, I'll sit this one out, because
You can't think of one.
Yeah.
Wait, hang on a second. What movie was it?
Captain America?
Yeah, I'll sit out this one so Molly can...
Hey, Steve, put away your phone.
Yeah. Cheater.
Confirming.
Yeah. You don't do that until the end, dummy.
Yeah, you can't confirm stuff unless it's actually...
Not my question. I have another person before me.
Yeah, but you can't, like, it could bounce back to it.
Fair enough.
But yeah, Molly, you get to name somebody else in the cast of Captain America other than Hugo Weaving.
We discussed this before. I haven't seen this movie.
Oh, sweet. Sorry.
This will be the sweep, I guess.
That's not good.
So are you passing as well?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Then Frank, it's to you.
Well, I haven't seen the movie either.
I got a point!
That makes him the winner, doesn't it?
No, that puts him at two.
At two.
Yeah.
All
Chris
right.
Evans.
Next round.
Chris Evans. Ah!
That's why
Chris
I was
Pine.
Like, Chris Pine, wasn't he on like 90210 or something?
I have no idea.
Chris Pine was in Star Trek, the new one.
I got heroic kind of blondish-ishly.
He's a brunette.
I was gonna say
I was actually going for more how the hair looked.
No, I was gonna say I was like they're
it's
similar.
Yeah,
Chris Pine was Kirk. Chris Evans was Cap.
They both have names that start with Chris.
That's very good.
Yeah, that's all I got. That's the only leg I have to stand on. So,
Chris Pine almost played Captain America.
Yeah. Yes, he turned it down.
No, he didn't actually. He went to the audition and Chris Evans beat him out. Apparently.
Ooh.
Chris Evans, one of the few actors to play two superheroes.
Wait, what two did he play? Oh, that's right.
He played the Human Torch in Fantastic Four. And he also was in The Losers.
Oh, my God, that's right.
So he was three different superheroes because The Losers is based on a comic book. And he was
What was the third one?
The Losers.
The Losers.
Oh. Yeah, that's why I was curious as to why they cast him as Captain America.
Because
I was like, he's always going to be the Fantastic Four dude.
They're rebooting the Fantastic Four franchise. And they've openly stated that they're not keeping anyone because they thought it was such a travesty.
It was a pretty big
travesty. Yeah.
Still haven't seen either of them.
Albo wasn't exactly what you call him.
Okay. Anything compared to the 1994 movie that literally they canned before it was put into theaters because they were like, man, the Fantastic Four come off as dicks and everybody's like, poor Dr. Doom. He just wants to save his mother from hell. The stare down begins. Which, by the way, you can watch the entire Fantastic Four 1994 movie on YouTube.
Huh. You can.
It is up there.
Well, yeah. I know what I'm doing tonight.
Being disappointed. All right.
Oh.
So, Dave, you have 2 points. I have two points.
The rest of us have working
on
a grand total of none.
So that means it starts with me and goes to Dave.
Okay.
It keeps rounding the horn. So I will say Kevin Smith movie.
Mallrats cast.
Pass.
Mallrats cast?
Yes.
Never seen Mallrats.
Really?
It was
filmed in Eden Prairie.
Yeah, the Eden Prairie Mall.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember going there when they were filming it because they had a prop comic book shop and I wanted to go in and they wouldn't let me. And I was really confused as a little kid. I'm like, but I just wanted to buy Spider-Man. And they're like, no, no Spider-Man. I'm like, no Spider-Man. No Spider-Man.
Punt.
Yeah. What do you got, Molly?
Oh, a nap. My God.
Is she asleep?
Katie.
Remember any of the lead guys' names?
I got this.
I got one. I got two.
I think
well, I got a really good bridge.
I think I actually know one.
Name, but I don't think I can.
The VUSQ universe.
I have my favorite. I hope it's a pass because I have a really good answer for
pass.
It.
Pass.
Oh my God! I just.
Oh please don't blank on it. You just got us all worked up for it.
Stan Lee, movie.
what was your answer, Dan?
Yeah, Stan Lee.
Can you say down the middle?
Then I'm going to put this out there. The Incredible Hulk cast.
Too bad I passed.
Yeah, and so did Molly, so it's to me. Crap, I don't remember which one was which. The Incredible Hulk versus just Hulk. The Hulk. Or, yeah, Hulk. I'm just going to guess and say that it's the Edward Norton one movie.
Fight Club.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Incredible Hulk is the good you're just one. Like Fight Club. It's like, oh?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
I love your eyes bulged before he said it.
I said Fight Club.
You said Fight Club cast, and now it's...
Oh, did you say cast?
Didn't you?
I just heard Fight Club.
Fight Club.
Yeah, cast.
Cast. Okay, I just wanted to confirm.
Okay, yeah.
I will say.
Please do who I'm thinking of.
Meatloaf.
Yes. Oh God damn it.
But yeah, I'll say movie.
It's Rocky Horror Picture Show. Damn it, I shouldn't have done the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
There are options.
Oh, I know, but I have another really obscure Meatloaf movie that I'm like, oh, shit.
You could just do a movie.
Whoa, that was really weird. Something just went like across my headset. Oh. Mm. Movie.
Oh, my God, what else was he in?
Apparently Dave knows.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Big fan of Meatloaf over there?
Why it's can't...
Favorite. Dude, I'm a huge fan of Meatloaf. I sealed one of my first comic book deals singing I Would Do Anything for Love with Bob Schreck.
Oh, my Impressive. God.
Editor from Vertigo. Well, now he's with Legendary Pictures.
Oh, this is going to bug the hell out of me.
I got one.
Yeah, I know.
I got one.
Sorry. I just can't picture anything. Fuck, I'm going to have to give this to Dave.
Ghost Hunters.
Ghost Hunt.
He has guest starred on Ghost Hunters 3 different times now.
Oh geez.
He is their most common like guest investigator star? And
That's
he
awesome.
Comes he comes on and he always introduces himself but they like pan away to someone else and they're like, it's Meatloaf. And it's like, you sons of bitches, let him say his name. But no, he's referred to as Meatloaf or Loaf when he is on screen.
Hey, Loaf.
Which is just bizarre because when you hear, Loaf just reported that he saw something in the West Corridor, it's like, beg pardon?
Yeah, I don't recognize a lot of the stuff on his list for acting.
I was really excited when you said Meatloaf, may I add? Sorry. I love Meatloaf.
Meatloaf, I figured I was working myself. There was a chance I was going to work myself into a corner, but I thought you were going to go back and forth. Oh, I could have fucking said Wayne's World.
Yep.
That's what I couldn't think of. I was just like, I know he was in something. Somewhere.
Over the rainbow.
Well, I tried.
Winner!
So, yeah, that was our...
Three.
movie bluff game where it did work having three.
It did.
It
went surprisingly fast.
It did.
Because you could pass and possibly make it back into the game.
Yes. But that was fun. Since you won with your 3 points to my 2 points,
yes.
Do you have anything to plug that's coming up from Friday on?
Well, outside of seeing the Avengers, which you all should, coming up here shortly, the MCBA Spring Con is happening May 19th and 20th, or the weekend around there, at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, in the grandstand, and Mindwave Comics will be representing there with a table. So if you haven't picked up your copy of The Bolt Strikes or The Misadventures of Wonder Boy Volume 1 or any of the awesome other Mindwave Comics merchandise, I recommend you stop by the table. I have no idea what table number, but just look for us. We'll be there. On top of that, hit us up on the website, mindwavecomics.com. That links to our Tumblr. That links to our Twitter. That links to our Facebook fan page. Like us, love us, follow us, do whatever you like. And yeah, follow me at Dave Wheeler on Twitter.
Cool. Frank, how about you?
Are you on Twitter?
I'm not. I'm probably the least technologically savvy person on this podcast, which is awful because I've never actually downloaded a podcast. I don't actually own an iPod.
It's an iPhone. Does the same
counts.
Thing.
Plus, you can talk
into
it. Not
sure if I even have an
iTunes
account? An active iTunes account. I have an Apple ID.
That's the same thing.
That's an
iTunes. But I've
never
used iTunes. In any case, I'm just ruining the idea of this whole show right now. The only thing I'd have to plug this season is check out the Hudson House's production of Righteous. It's a Righteous Brothers musical. Beautiful piece. Performing in it currently. It's in Hudson, Wisconsin.
Ooh. Travel wow. for it.
If you're part of the Twin Cities area, it's just a little jog east. About 35 minutes from East St. Paul.
When's it playing?
One last final weekend, and then hopefully you'll see it coming next summer at the State Theater.
Ooh.
So if you don't get it this weekend,
you
have
to wait a
chance.
Year. Yeah, but you'll have to wait a while.
A little bit.
Cool.
So check us out at Kickstarter. We're trying to get a little money put together. It's a fantastic production. It's a family-owned company. They've got quite a beautiful selection of their music as well. If you're a fan of Dirty Dancing, Ghost, any of those old 80s movies.
Top Gun.
Of
I was
going to
say Swayze.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of Swayze, there you go. Might as well go see it. You'll enjoy it.
All right. Molly, how about you? What do you have to plug in New York that's going on Friday on?
God, not a lot. My parents are going to be in town.
Ooh.
Nice plug.
So stop really on by and see the Krasinski clan.
Yeah, my mom and aunt are going to be in town, and they've never been to New York, so they're scared of taking the subways alone. Yeah, I don't know. The only thing I really have to plug is my Twitter. It's really what I'm proud of most. I tweet often. It's at Garzoinks, Garzoinks. And I'm pretty awesome.
It's something.
Still counts.
Yeah.
Feel free to follow.
Plugged.
Scoreboard.
Well, you can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whalen. Trying to think if there's... Well, everyone watched the Kentucky Derby on Saturday.
Yeah.
It's the most exciting 45 seconds of TV that you can watch.
Ever.
And it's fun to, hunker around a TV and cheer for a horse that can't hear you and is really damn far away.
Or a projector screen.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yell at something, preferably with a beer in your hand and like a ticket.
The very least.
Go gamble.
Ticket.
If you're in the Minneapolis area, go to Canterbury. It'll be funny.
Play the horses.
Or if you don't have a TV, just start shouting out random horses' names in public.
Yes.
And you'll sure to gather a crowd.
Right around 5 o'clock.
Go Seabiscuit!
Go Fancy Pants Gangster, go!
Run.
Other than that, you can find the podcast at bufferingpodcast.com, where you can find information about the show, including bonus tracks like our mic check, any bonus games that we play, pictures. We did a couple riff track kind of things, so you can find all that there. It is under construction right now, but you can find everything by episode, or you can find it by person who's attended on the show. So, Molly, I'm going to have to go in and do some more coding so that your name appears on the list since you're a new guest.
Holler.
Woo.
I wasn't able to talk last time.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
But that's because we didn't have the technology yet.
Right. We now have
the technology.
We built
it. We built it better and stronger.
Somewhat. I actually need to replace this headphone thing because it's just crappy sounding enough. But you can also find us on iTunes by searching for my name, by searching for Adam Erdman's name, by searching for Buffering, or by searching for any of my guests' names. So yeah, everybody's iTunes searchable, even though everybody was before, except Molly, were you ever iTunes searchable before?
Nope.
Well, now you are.
I wasn't. Oh, I was because of 3.
Yes, you're already on there because of 3. Yep. And Dave, you're on like performance 9 at this point, maybe 10, somewhere on there. So
I've been on here a lot.
Yeah.
I'm the backup host, guest, person.
You can also find us on Twitter by going to @BufferPodcast. You can find us on Facebook by checking out the Frank Oz Memorial Studio. You can find us on Foursquare and check in by being here.
That's always good.
That always helps. And
James.
James.
I'm looking at you.
I got
this
an
microphone.
Extra point today at 7:30. He's like, yeah, he the mayor's here and you're creeping up on him.
He was probably at the University of Minnesota teaching one of his classes. He's a studious man.
But Buffering is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But thank you for listening to episode 32. Thank you guys for coming on the show.
Didn't you say this was episode 31, 31. A minute ago?
37.
Hike!
Episode 156!
Yeah, it was 31. I was so excited for next week that I already jumped into it.
Episode 31.
We're Time Lords.
Yep, so episode 31. Thank you for listening. We will catch you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.